exploring the underrepresented and lesser known records and tapes within the CJSF archive. And I love that I have listeners that are as nerdy and interested in that aspect of the station as I am. So thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
We'll be right back. all right. We are live on the House of Prague. Sorry for the little delay there. We've got a great show lined up. We started off with Mr. Chris Picton, a brand new track from his album Run on the Land. And we have Light the Flame was the name of the track. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm in the middle of a Zoom meeting right now, so I'm going to be popping in and out over the next half hour. We've got lots of great music for the show. And yeah, this will be my last show before I head off to Iceland tonight. And we'll be back sometime later in the month. I'm not sure when yet. Got some great stuff lined up. We've got some Gary Moore. We've got some Paolas from Vancouver. That Phantom Spell band that I keep playing. Some classic rock with a whole bunch of other things as well. So come and join us. You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver and CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting all the way from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. Enjoy the show. I'm going to start off with a classic from the band Free. Paul Kossoff, late Paul Kossoff on guitar. Paul Rogers, of course, in there as well on vocals. The studio version of Mr. Big. Yeah. Got a bit more time than I thought. I thought we're ready for going into the next song. All right, here we go. Mr. Big coming up.
Baby, home, I'm the log on the car here, look
I'm all messed up. I'm all messed up. Oh, I hope you're doing all right out there. DJ Ian here. I'm pressing the wrong buttons. I'm doing the wrong thing. Yeah, that is the Outlaws in a track called Long Gone from 1979, and from the In the Eye of the Storm is the name of the name of the album. And there as well, you had Free from Fire and Water in 1970, and the studio version of Mr. Big. Hope you enjoyed that. We're getting off to a bit of a rough start. It's a crazy day today because I've got I'm trying to do so many things all together. I had a Zoom meeting that is still going on, but apparently I can't join back into it. And I've got a radio show that I'm trying to do, and then I've got an Uber coming to pick me up and take me to the airport for a 7 o'clock flight to Iceland. And then I'll hopefully be getting into the UK sometime on Monday. But there's no guarantee right now because of the UK passport requirement for dual citizens like me. So I may be back and able to do my show next week. But I'm thinking hopefully not if all goes to plan. Yeah, but I did have to give up my tickets to Jethro Tull in Edinburgh on the 22nd, unfortunately. And I've got refunded for that. But we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Otherwise, let's carry on. Let's do the 12-inch version of Gary Moore's sad song, "Empty Rooms." This is a sad song because it came out and I listened to it at a certain point in my life where it really was echoing what I was going through at the time back in 1984, splitting up from my girlfriend at the time, and left me with empty rooms. So here's a longer version of "Empty Rooms" by Mr. Gary Moore, and he just had his birthday just I think last week or something like that. So anyway, and his son Jack was celebrating. I saw that. Anyway, this is Gary Moore and "Empty Rooms." The days drift on and on.
Girl is much too young to know the difference.